It's always more fun if you have to steal it. Like, what's the point of buying something that you could have stolen?
The old Chinese proverb.
Thou shalt not steal.
No. One bushel stolen is as good as three apples earned. Do they eat apples in China?
I don't know. We gotta stop everything.
All right, let's write Look a letter it up. To China.
Oh, we're flying. I'm buying the plane tickets now. Hold up, let's go find out. All right, Cody, we're back from China. Oh, that's real loud. I apologize. I took a lot of stuff in China. A lot of stuff. It was green. I don't know what it was. I don't know what it was. Cody, what's your thing? You got your little thing. Cody, it's a podcast.
Welcome to Opinion Hovers.
Oh, that's real nice.
A movie podcast for a beautiful, glistening black man who punches.
He did glisten.
I'm Cody.
I'm Tyler.
Oh, Tyler, what did we watch?
We watched Rocky 7.
Rocky 7.
I guessed on the number. I didn't look it up. I should have looked it up before.
I think this is Rocky 8, actually. Oh, you fool. Gosh. We watched Creed 2.
Creed Dos.
Yeah.
What is 2 in Russian, Cody? Go. You failed me, Cody. You failed me? I don't know what it is. It's a fake made-up language anyway. Cody, what's Creed 2 about?
It is about Adonis Creed, who is the son of Apollo Creed. Creed 1, we left him off after his first real major professional fight. Mm-hmm. And since movie 1, Creed has gone 6-0. He's got Rocky Balboa in his corner, and he's doing just fine.
Yep. He's heavyweight champion of the world. Big deal.
Yeah.
You know who else is heavyweight champion of the world? Or was?
Who?
Is he still? I don't know. He was at one point. Mayweather.
Floyd.
Highest paid athlete in the history of sports.
Floyd?
Oh, yeah.
I thought... Hold on. What about like... Okay, great.
Let me break it down for you, Cody.
All right.
Because everyone says, it'll be like, what about like Ronaldo or something? He makes a ton of money.
How did you know? That's what I was going to say.
Because for a single fight, Floyd Mayweather makes as much as Ronaldo does in like 3 years.
Wow.
His last fight, I think he made well over $100 million in one night. People are like, he keeps fighting, coming out and fighting. He'll do like one fight every so often. Right?
Yes.
Thank you for agreeing with me. And he just makes a ton of money for fighting. Because he's never been beaten. So it's a big deal to try to beat him. He went up against McGregor, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Everyone was like, Mayweather, he's this old guy. McGregor, he's this young guy. He got him. He didn't got him.
Nope.
Floyd Mayweather came out. Everyone, you think Rocky is an unbelievable movie. This old guy can't beat up a young guy.
Can, though. Yeah. He did.
Floyd Mayweather. I wouldn't want to fight him.
I mean, I want to fight him, but I wouldn't win.
I'd want to see him fight Mike Tyson. Like ear biter Mike Tyson. Like that Mike Tyson.
Oh, like Mike Tyson in his heyday.
In his heyday. Of course, he might still bite
you. Back before he calmed down and got face tattoos.
You ever seen the movie The Hangover?
I haven't.
There is the best part, right? They're in there. They appear to Mike Tyson, and he's listening to...
Coming in the air tonight.
And then he gets to the drum part, and he's like, I love this part. And it's like, doo-doo, 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 bam, and he punches the guy in the face. Just lays him out, and it's so funny. It is one of those scenes that no matter how many times you watch it, you laugh every time. Because do-do-do-do-do, wham! Just punches him. He also has a tiger. This whole thing.
Wow.
It's really funny. So, about...
Okay, I got to tell you something, Tyler.
What?
So you came just a little bit late.
Because I worked a lot.
And I got to... I wrote down a couple notes to tell you.
Did you go watch Robin Hood? Do you have defenses for your new favorite movie, Robin Hood? A Tale of Two Hoods?
I'm still working on my paper for that one.
You're never going to watch that movie.
So here's what you missed.
Okay.
They aired a new trailer for the Aquaman movie, which I know you're excited for. And as soon as the trailer ended, so a I guy did. In the row in front of us just went, and I identified so much with him in that moment. I felt a real connection to him. But here's the problem. And I was like, maybe this is like my new movie going soulmate. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to leave Tyler. I'm going to leave the podcast. I'm going to go start a podcast with that guy, with Fart Noise guy. Mm-hmm. But then, only a couple minutes later, the movie starts. Creed 2 is just about to start. The movie all came to see. And he made like a big old Chewbacca yell. And I was like, nah, I'm good. So you missed a big old raspberry, and you missed a big old Chewbacca yell.
I'm really glad I was late. I would have gone over the row after that guy.
Just rolled over the row on top of him and just gone after him.
I would have.
Floyd Mayweather. We would style.
Have had to fight to the death.
That would be like the best pre-show to a boxing movie, is to watch two guys just brawl.
It would have been.
Got me it's, way.
It
pumped.
Would have gotten me hot. I was coming from work. I would have been having none of it.
Yeah, I'm really glad. I was really worried. I thought he was going to keep going, but
made a lot of noise.
He did, but that, you know, he didn't make any other.
He made your kind of noises, like, but I was far enough away that I barely heard them. The most
sensitive. What is?
It's so rude.
Bad hearing, like.
It's so rude to do that in a movie.
Which,
like,
what?
if you're at like Madea Halloween movie or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Make a bunch of noise. This is for, you know, is or if you're at like any Zach Galifianakis movie,
sure,
make a bunch of noise. I don't care. That's what you're there for. But if you're going to like Creed,
a blockbuster, everyone's excited for the sequel. They love the first movie.
What was the movie that you went to every single scene? Even when literally nothing happened in the scene.
You'll have to be far more specific.
Exactly. It's like, man. To me, it'd be like if I broke into your house. And as you're trying to sleep, I was like.
I feel like if anything, this is the opinion I should have. And you should be the like super chill, whatever anything goes, dude. This is what I don't get.
It's so inconsiderate to the people around you. Now, see, like, the tiny little, like, I recognize that I'm the only one that can probably hear that. Just like I said, that guy, I could tell he's making a bunch of noise, but I was far enough away and engrossed in the beauty of this film that was just so amazing. But before we get into that, let me tell you about this guy. It's a, you know, that I could just barely hear him, so I couldn't, it didn't bother me too much. But.
All that.
Yeah.
The whole rant, and you're like, it didn't bother me that much.
Well, that's what I said. It was like I could hear him, but I was far enough away that I could tell he was doing that the whole movie by the times I could, and he was making the same sounds you make.
Yeah.
But the movie overpowered him most of the time, and I couldn't make it out enough or it blended into the stuff. But you're like right here. For those of you who aren't watching the video podcast, I've got my hand right next to my ear.
Okay, like, Tyler, here's the thing.
Right next
if
to it.
If I want to sit in your lap at the movie theater while I enjoy the movie, I feel like I should be able to do that. And if I want to lean back a little bit and put my mouth right next to your ear, that should be okay. And that's something friends do, and I think you need to come to terms with that.
I think that we're really getting to the heart of the issue. Is it's not even the sounds. It's the fact that you dart the tongue into my ear when you do the sound.
All right, you know, so you go, a lot of people enjoy that. So So maybe just, I just didn't understand that that's not something you enjoy.
Well, I enjoy it. It's just like I'm trying to watch Infinity War and my ear is dripping with your saliva. And
if I did it slower instead of a quick dart, if it was like a slow burrow, wouldn't that be better?
Here, what I want you to do, we'll try this out next time.
Okay.
We'll get one of those little suction things that you get at the dentist. You know when they're like, suction?
Yeah.
And they're like, and suck.
The spare saliva.
And suck and spit. And it's like, well, you just sucked out all the saliva, and now you're like, spit. So you just kind of lean over and go, you know, because there's no spit left. We'll get one of those. And I want you to just sit there, and you can dart the tongue, and then it'll be like, as you suck it out, right? It'll be like that.
All right, it's a date.
Because we'll have to have the machine normally. That's tucked away at a dentist's office.
That little switch that they flip. Yeah.
Yeah, the little switch. Do you ever have the dentist give you all the power?
Oh, yeah.
Now,
I've only had it happen once or twice, but it's magical.
You know what's better than them giving you the suck?
What?
When they give you that water thing.
They've given you the water
thing? They've given me the water thing in the past. It was a magical day because they're real stingy with the water.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, I'm dying of thirst here. Like, I'm literally going to die on your operating table here, doctor. And you're there giving me like 2 drops of water. So one time I was just honest with them. I was like, I need water. And she was like, here you go. She just gave me the thing. She okay. gave me the power.
Here's the thing.
And I drink so much of their little poisoned water out of that stuff. Because it's definitely not sanitary. That tube is probably 50 years old.
It's just the same water. Like, it's the water you put in your mouth, it's the water you spit, and then it just goes back to the same tank.
I drank so much of it.
It comes out of it again.
There's fluoride.
I would be so tempted to shoot the water like a little water gun. That's my problem, is I would just want to just...
Look, you got to be professional. You got to show that you are there and you mean business. You got to look them in the eye. And you got to show them you know how to handle that water. And then they might trust you with the drill.
I'll have to do some meditating. I'll have to do some practice. I'll have to do some visualization. I'm going to do it. I'm due for a cleaning. I'm going to commit. I'm going to prepare.
I got a text that I was overdue for a cleaning from my dentist's office.
Mm-hmm.
It was a day after a large bill was due.
Mm-hmm.
And I had been stressing out of whether or not I had remembered to pay this bill to the point where I checked it probably 100 times the day that I paid it.
Mm-hmm.
So I wake up the next day and I get a text and it just says, Tyler Bergstrom is late. And I freaked out, and it was from the dentist office. And I thought to myself, I'm like, I never want to go back to this dentist again. And I know the dentist personally. He's a friend of mine. And I want to tell him that to his face, that I'm never going to go there again because he made me freak out because he texted me the day that I had a bill. Which, how dare he?
How dare he?
Yeah, he doesn't care. He's over there getting high on laughing gas.
That giggle juice.
You know they have to test it on each other? So, like, in school. In school, they have to practice so they don't, like, kill someone mm-hmm. and, like, knock them out.
Yeah.
So they have to, like, hook someone up, put them up with the mask and everything, another dental student, and give them the laughing gas. And I knew a guy. He was going through dental school. And he always volunteered to be the guy. He's like, oh, I spend at least an hour every day in that chair. Because no one else wanted to do it because they're all scared of getting high and stuff. He's like, oh, no, I'm in the chair.
I had a good time when I got laughing gas.
Tis a storm. They probably can't hear it, so we just gasped for no reason. You had a good time in the chair?
Oh, yeah. I got super giggly. Was this
at
giggly.
The massage parlor I made, or at the, here's the thing. Dentist office?
I mean, either one. Specifically, I recall being in the chair. I was getting my wisdom teeth taken out.
Mm-hmm.
They gave me the giggle juice, and I made a really stupid joke. And I'm sad to say that it's the kind of joke I would have made normally when mm-hmm. I wasn't high. And the nurse was just like, ha ha. She gave me like the pity you're high laugh. And I was like, nope, that's just my sense of humor.
You're like, ha, joke's on
you. That is as good as it gets, lady.
Yeah, that's always, you know, it seems like everybody's got a thing. No one ever has a normal wisdom teeth extraction. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Everyone's got a thing that happened.
Yeah.
Never goes smoothly. Like, mine, I went to the dentist. They were like, we'll just numb you and pull it out. It goes real smooth. And I told them, you can't numb me. I've had my entire head go numb, but I can still feel the teeth.
Oh.
They didn't believe me. So, fast forward 15 minutes. I was being straddled by the dentist as he is trying to rip an impacted... If those of you who don't know what impacted...
Same dentist as the other story?
Yes.
Okay. An impacted... Very close relationship with this day. He's texting you. He's straddling you.
Yeah, he got in there to try to get this tooth out. So an impacted tooth. Basically, see now how like you got a normal tooth? Right? Normal tooth. Got the four root spikes that go straight down. Mine went like hooks. They all went out in different direction, and they were all hooked. And they had, like, little spurs going off of them. They were literally fishing hooks in my face. He's trying to pull it out. He gets it, like, a third of the way out, and then he's like, I can't do this. Can't get it out. We're going to send you over to the surgeon. I went to a plastic surgeon to get my teeth taken out. And he's like, he might be able to get you in today. I looked at him. I was like, he's going to get me in today. There's a tooth halfway out of my face. I'm swallowing a gallon of my own blood. Yes, he's going to give me. So we get over there. And I've almost passed out from the pain at this point. So they go, they knocked me out. They knocked me out, Cody. Mm-hmm. I went under the knife for a couple hours to get my wisdom teeth taken out. They gave me an IV of the stuff. What's it called, Cody? The
pseudodendron.
That's not... That's a made-up name.
Polyethylene.
Anesthesia. And they did the whole... they started to be the whole count backwards from 100. And I looked at the nurse and I said, I always thought the first time I'd do this, I'd be like, I could stay awake for so long. But honestly, lady, this is what I said to the nurse. You probably didn't even need this. I'm going to be... And then I was gone. I was out. I don't know. I honestly don't know if she had started the IV yet. I was so tired. And then, yeah. So that was the whole thing. No, another thing. So my dad told me his story. He did it in the Army.
Uh-huh.
Or the Air Force, sorry. Gotta be right about that one, you know.
Yeah.
Air Force. He can get numbed, right? To where you get numb, you can't feel anything. So he's a large man. At the time, he was probably weighed about 250, mostly muscle, and was a little over 6 feet tall. And a little 4'2" military nurse was the one who did it. So she couldn't quite get up to his head, and his were also impacted. So she also had to straddle him. But she had a hammer and chisel. And was breaking his teeth to pieces to rip them out.
Yeah.
Which is what they wanted to do to me, but luckily, the dentist finally believed me that I can feel what you're doing by the fact that I've literally, like, been punching the seat because I didn't want to punch you. But, you know, enough about my teeth. Let's talk about the movie.
You know what I thought was weird?
What, that it's been 20 minutes?
In the beginning of the movie... that too. In the beginning of the movie, his shorts say Johnson on them. Now, we should preface this. I've seen Creed. I have not seen any other Rocky movies.
Mm-hmm.
And you have not seen Creed, but you have seen other Rocky movies.
I have.
All right. Anyway, so the whole big deal is that he's like an illegitimate child of... Apollo Creed, and so he went by his mother's name, Johnson.
Mm.
But then they give him shorts that said Creed, but then in this movie, his shorts said Johnson.
Hmm.
Interesting. I wonder if it was symbolic of him becoming of his own, you know, making his own path and being his own person. But also they still called him Creed.
Yeah. Because that's the thing. That's his thing. That's, he is Apollo Creed's son. What I find fascinating is there's so much in this movie that references Rocky.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you're getting none of this. You know? The mom?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't probably know who she was?
Apollo Creed's wife. Boom!
No, not Apollo Creed's wife. I was talking about the Russian mom.
Oh, she was the dude's wife.
Drogo.
Yeah.
You know, even when they were like, Drogo, I was like, he probably doesn't even know who that is.
I do. Okay, I actually have seen that fight scene. That's the only Rocky I've seen is I saw that fight scene.
Do you know, it's a different movie that got released in Russia.
Really?
I don't know if that's actually true or not. I just hear it a lot.
Sure, why not?
It's been repeated so many times to me in my life that it is now a fact.
It is now true.
But I'm pretty sure, at least during, I'm sure now people have seen the real version.
In like the Russian version, the Russian guy just like,
he wins.
Murders Rocky and then like hangs his body up in the town square and everyone cheers.
I can't remember. Rocky might have gotten killed in the fight, but it cuts. It doesn't like, they didn't, I don't think they shot a new version. They just cut it at a point where it looks like Drogo won.
Sure. If you're Russian, and you've seen the Russian cut of Rocky IV.
They're in Russia. They don't listen to podcasts. They're the second world. Do you know that's where third world comes from?
What?
During the Cold War. It's two sides. The side, the countries that didn't have a side supporting them. Third world.
I didn't know that.
They were like on a different planet. And they are... a lot of poor countries that there wasn't a point in fighting over. So, that's what it became as, you know, kind of the poorer countries are the third world countries.
Huh. It's kind of sad now that I know that.
Yeah. But it was a Cold War term. Hmm. Now you know. It's also in Futurama, it is the third world of a solar system where they dump all the trash.
Wow.
The children do all the work, except for the whipping.
Hmm?
The whipping. That's how the guy says it. They're like, does the children do all the work? He's like, not the whipping. And then they're whipping the children. They're whipping them. Anyway, so you watch. So we watched Creed.
Two.
Which I was a little nervous because, like you said, I haven't seen the first Creed and I didn't get the chance. I was planning on watching it the night before, and I didn't get the opportunity.
Yeah.
But I really liked it still. I thought it was really good. It reminded me kind of like the Rocky movies, where if you see them in order, they kind of build on each other, but you really watch any one of them.
Yeah.
And you don't need to know all of the backstory.
Yeah. I mean, just my impression. I enjoyed the movie. I thought there were some, like, kind of boring parts. I thought Creed 1 was better paced all in all, but I will say, I loved the ending of this movie.
Is it good?
And I think the ending of this movie made up for all the boring parts that I didn't like as much, just because I was like, that was such a good ending. I almost think, like, Creed 1 was a better movie as a whole, but as an ending, I think this ending was way better than Creed 1's ending. So, yeah. I had that going for it.
I mean, I almost lost my mind when Rocky stepped into the ring with Victor. Like, I was like, it's happening. And then when Rocky, that final punch, you know?
Yeah, when the punch
blew
happened.
My mind. You know, I thought, they're not going to throw this old man in the ring. They did it. He got in there.
Yeah.
In all seriousness, Cody, what am I known for? Like, if you asked anybody, what's Tyler's thing? What's the thing that everybody, when they think of Tyler, they think, oh, what do they think? What do they think, Cody? Let me stop you right there. Traps. They think of traps. They think of Tyler appreciates traps. The muscles.
Yeah.
The muscles that make you look literally like a monster out of a movie if they're big enough.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Half of this Russian man's body was traps.
Okay, I have to say something about this. Because this... was insane. I was watching this movie, and there's the part where they stand, because it's pretty early in the movie where they have their fight.
Mm-hmm.
They go to fight, and they're doing the weigh-in, you know, and they stand, and, you know, they do a little face-off, they always do. And I was like, whoa, Michael B. Jordan is short.
Yeah.
I looked it up. How tall do you think Michael B. Jordan is?
6'1".
Based on this movie, I thought he was like 5'6". He is 6 feet tall, and he looked like a little boy.
Oh, yeah.
Next to this Russian dude. So that Russian dude probably, what, 6'4"?
You know what? I'm going to look up how big this guy is.
He was huge.
He's so big. Oh, my gosh.
Just interesting, because I feel in Creed 1, I feel like all the other fighters were more like real boxers, they seem like. Whereas this one, they were like, no, we just want to get a super cut, jacked Russian dude to be his nemesis for this movie. But, man.
I do want to say 2 points.
Yeah.
One, he did a really good job.
Uh-huh.
Like, I thought, oh, he's just going to be like his meathead that's not going to be able to say anything. Like, but the scenes where he acted, like when they were at the dinner party in Russia and his mom came in,
mm-hmm.
that he's like never known.
Yeah.
And he had that scene with his father. I was like, oh my gosh, this guy's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
he's good like actor.
The beginning, you're like, okay, he's not really doing much. But like by the end, I like really felt for the character. And I was like, man, oh that gosh. Dude, I actually thought that maybe he was mute. He's is he 6'4"?
He is 6'4".
Oh,
I also, know. He's Romanian.
Ooh.
Do you want to feel super small? Cody,
mm-hmm.
What year were you born?
92.
This large man is only 2 years older than you.
Oh, dear.
He is a big boy.
Man, how much does he weigh? He's probably like what?
Oh, it's got to have his weight on here, right?
6'4 and like 230 of just muscle?
I don't know, but I'm going to find out. You keep talking about whatever you were saying before.
Okay, when that...
Oh, I found it immediately.
Okay, what is it?
So he's 6'4". What'd you say?
230.
They have a range, 235 to 245.
Oh, I'm nailing it today.
Okay, so his name is Florian Montenu.
Okay.
A.K.A. Big Nasty, which I think, yes, if I was friends with this guy, I'd be like, what's up, Big Nasty? Like, you can't call this guy.
Is he a rapper? Is he a rapper on top of everything else?
I think he might just be a muscle builder. Like, look at this guy.
He just sits there and spits fire while he's benching.
Let's all take a minute and just, on your phone, look up this guy and scroll through it. I just want to say something. I'm looking at pictures of him.
Yeah, say it.
Him normal and him in the movie.
Oh, I'm looking.
He was small in the movie.
He had like.
He lost some muscle tone for the movie.
Oh, my word.
Which wouldn't surprise me because he looks slimmer in his like muscle pictures.
Yeah.
So, like that.
Mm,
so, yeah. It wouldn't surprise me if they were like, hey, put on some weight so you look bigger. So he's less cut, but he's like looks a lot bigger.
Kind of like Bane in the Batman movies.
Yeah, where Tom Hardy gets like way more like cut than that in a lot of stuff, but mm-hmm. he put on bulks. Weight to looks
yeah.
You know, bulked up.
Accumulates mass.
Which, I mean, you can just do. He probably didn't actually gain any fat. He probably just changed his workout regime to focus on bulk as opposed to gain or like cutting.
Yeah, yeah.
But
probably heavier weights, fewer reps.
Yeah, you do the fewer reps, heavier weights. So you gain the bulk, Cody.
Yeah.
Let's start working out together. I'm going to watch this movie. I'm going to hang a poster of this guy on my wall. So, second point I wanted to make. Mm-hmm. Dolph Lundgren has aged a lot better.
It's funny because they have to like have him put some scruff on to kind of look more disheveled and whatever, but he looks so much better than Sylvester Stallone does.
Like, look at him. This is the interview with him without the scruff.
He looks great.
With his cut hair. He looks
better than he did in Rocky IV.
He looks very similar to how he looked back then. That's a picture of him in Rocky IV.
Yeah, he's just like the guy from Rocky IV. A couple wrinkles, but better hair. So it's like...
Yeah, like he's got definitely less muscle tone, but I doubt he's any smaller.
Man.
He's so big and so manly. And they cast his son as an also big boy very manly.
Man.
But a side note to that, with the when he's getting all up in his face, I thought to myself, and I even whispered it oh so gently. Ivan.
Yeah.
What is it? Oh, man. I knew I was going to do this. Ivan and Victor. When Dolph is in Big Nasty's face.
Victor is the son. Ivan's the dad.
It's like when Dolph is in Big Nasty's face.
Yeah.
And he's getting all mad at him. And he looks back at the son. He looks up at him. And he's like, looks all angry. I was like, he will break you. Because he says, I must break him. And then he says it in Russian. He's like, break him. Break him. And then instead of going to the mountains, they went to the desert.
Yeah, they did. Because?
Yeah.
It was new. Something new to do.
Oh, man. Let's try to go through. So let's... I guess, I don't know. You got tons of notes, I'm guessing.
I got so many notes.
Let's go through your notes. I was going to say, let's go through it kind of chronologically. I'll just kind of go through.
Well, first, just a quick story summary.
Is it about your wisdom teeth?
Kree's doing really well. The very first scene, we just see Victor Drago beating on people in Russia, and you're like, oh, dang, this is the guy.
That's
and
not then, the first scene, is it?
You weren't in this movie for the first scene.
Was it the first scene?
The first scene is him beating on some Russian dudes.
Mm.
In Russian boxing.
I don't know about that.
Anyway, so you go from that. Then we see Creed's doing pretty well. I think Creed... Does Creed win a fight?
Yeah,
Creed, because he fights someone...
Wheeler.
...that floored him in the first movie.
Wheeler.
So he fights him, beats him. You're like, great.
His name is Wheeler.
So he's got the belts. Everything's going his way.
Cody.
And then it doesn't take long. It's only maybe 20 or 30 minutes in the movie where we have the Creed-Drago fight.
Wheeler.
And Creed is getting torn up by Drago.
Yeah.
I mean, he's getting messed up. And the only reason he doesn't lose is because Drago gets disqualified for throwing a shot when he was down.
Yep.
Otherwise, he was done. I mean, he was totally destroyed.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, so that's kind of like the whole thing of the movie is like, okay, is he going to take the rematch with him? And is he going to be able to overcome this time? So I thought that was interesting because when the fight started, I was like, it's way too early in the movie. Obviously, there's gonna have to be another fight between these guys. You know, what's the movie going to be about if not that? So it was interesting to take that direction.
Well, I thought it was interesting because it's in the Rocky movie, right? They got the very early, they got the fight with Apollo.
Yeah.
Where Apollo dies. And then at the end of the movie, same pace, same kind of time apart, then they have the Rocky fight.
Yeah.
Where he beats him, and then he kills Drago. Mm-hmm.
So...
You know who didn't age well?
Yeah.
The girl who played Drago's wife.
Oh my goodness. So she rolls up into the scene, and I'm like, that is a tall and scary Russian lady, and I do not want her back in my life. Like, if I am Ivan Drago, I don't want her back in my life.
But she's a beautiful, elegant Russian woman.
She is scary. She's straight scary.
Straight scur.
And she's got like really, really short hair that's like combed back like a dude's hair. And I just, it's not flattering.
It's really not.
She looks like she had like been just sitting in a raisin farm. And they just pulled, like from the last movie to this movie, she was just sitting on a raisin farm. And then they just pulled her out, bleached her hair, combed it back. Like, all right, go act.
Yeah, Dr. Dolph definitely aged the best of all the people,
man,
in these films. I'm gonna try to find a picture of her in that movie.
If you're gonna find it, just don't show it to me.
Not the new one, the old one.
Okay, yeah.
Please calm do. Yourself. Tell me about something stupid you wrote down.
Something stupid? There's a little makeout scene. They're getting ready for making love. Tessa Thompson.
Yep.
Yeah, that's gonna now I know why you don't like it when I do that to your ear.
Yeah. I just did it to everyone's ear. Okay, first. Wow. I'm showing Cody a picture of Dolph and Stallone.
Whoa.
Side by side.
Sign me up for that Dolph. I'm on the Dolph train.
Stallone looks 20 years older mm-hmm. than him. I don't know yeah. what the actual age difference is.
I mean, the thing is, every Expendables movie you do, that's another 6 years on your age.
But has Lundgren done some?
Has he?
I thought he had.
Look him up.
He seems like the kind of guy that would do them.
There's no way he's in all three.
I thought there was more than three. Anyway, about Creed.
She has a fuzzy bra, and I thought that was fun.
Does she have a fuzzy bra?
Yeah, and that scene when they're making out.
I didn't pay attention.
And it's like before things really get started up, and I was like, oh, her bra's fuzzy. That's cool. And then that's pretty much the end of that scene. All right, are you ready? Remember how I'm not excited for Aquaman?
Oh,
I take back everything I said. Dolph Lundgren is in Aquaman, and we're going to see it.
He plays
King Nereus.
Nereus.
King Nereus.
Nereus. Nereus. I don't know.
Get out of here.
They're going to pronounce it.
Dolph Lundgren's in Sharknado 5.
Oh, my gosh.
So.
You mean Dr. Dolph Lundgren.
Oh, my goodness. He's in Hail Caesar. Okay. Well,
He is 6'5".
Oh, wow.
He is a large man.
Big boy.
There it is. He is in the Expendables
2. There it is.
He's in Expendables 1. You found Expendables 2?
I think it's the first two.
Expendables 3?
Gag me with a spoon.
He is in all three.
There's only three Expendables.
There's got to be more than three. There's no way. He's in so many movies.
Oh, yeah.
Also, he's Swedish, which always takes me off guard because I'm convinced in my heart that he's Russian because of Rocky.
He has to be.
He is such a refined gentleman now, and he was such a beautiful man back then. And much like The Rock, he was such a huge dude back in the day, and his old self makes his young self look like a wimp.
Yeah.
Like, look at this picture. Another picture being shown to Cody.
What?
Dolph wrapping up his hands like he's a boxer, and he's just a big guy. And then there's young Dolph.
He looks like he should be in Hanson.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the thing that baffled me.
What baffled you?
So we're in the movie. You've got Adonis Creed. You've got Bianca, played by Tessa Thompson, the incomparable Tessa Thompson.
Did she actually make that music, by the way?
Yes, she actually performed the music. I think the songs in this one weren't as good as the songs in the first one. That's okay.
They weren't great, but they were interesting.
She's in something. She's getting some good movies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the train.
She good?
I thought it was interesting there are a couple in this, and they're both in Marvel movies. Maybe their Marvel characters will hook up in the new Avengers. That's what I'm hoping.
I thought Killmonger died.
Killmonger.
Didn't he die?
I mean, technically.
Technically speaking?
Okay. We're saying that if they wanted to bring back Killmonger, they couldn't? Come on.
The retainer...
They can poof away everyone with dust and they can't bring someone back?
The retainer supply of the world cannot handle him being in another Marvel movie. Do you think that girl went to go see this movie?
Hmm?
Do you not know the retainer story?
What?
Okay, let me regale you.
I am lost.
Let me take you to the past. A tweet went out from a dentist. An orthodontist, actually. Telling the world of a patient he had who, whilst watching Black Panther, the hit Marvel film.
Yes.
When Killmonger, played by
Michael B. Jordan,
thank you, removes his shirt for the first time.
Yeah.
Got all his little marks on him.
Bumpies.
She bit down so hard that she broke her retainer. To which she responded, oh my gosh, this is my dentist. I'm going to die. To which Michael B. Jordan responded by paying for her retainer and visiting her. I think he visited her. I know he paid for the retainer because he felt bad.
He went there, took a retainer out of his mouth, and then put it into her mouth and just left.
It was
very sensual.
So that's what I'm asking. Do you think she could handle seeing this movie?
Because
he is shirtless a lot.
I mean, and I said this in the intro, but he glistens.
He does glisten. He does some underwater training, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah.
He fights a very oddly proportioned Mexican man.
Mm-hmm.
With a lot of tattoos.
Yes.
That I thought was very stereotypical of a, for a very
diverse
movie to go. Yeah. That's how they choose to portray.
They're like, look, white people, look, black people. All Mexicans are like this guy.
The Mexican's the prison boxing fighter, you know, obviously. Yeah. And it's like, well, that seems all like...
Right. Well, there we go.
That seems like a strange thing. But
I mean, they did... There was a little more Mexico stuff in the first one that seemed... I don't know. I'd have to go back and watch it again.
Would you describe them as racist, Cody? Because that's what it sounds like you are describing.
They use the word yo. They played music by
all kinds. Sylvester Stallone says yo when he comes in to see him. He's like, yo.
And I was like, his writing was... I found his writing interesting. Because here's the thing. This is what baffled me. I watched Creed 1 for the first time just a couple days ago.
Right.
And I really enjoyed it. But it blew my mind that Sylvester Stallone, I think he won or got nominated for Best Supporting Act. He got nominated for Best Supporting Actor for his role in Creed 1.
Mm-hmm.
And his acting, I think, was maybe a little bit worse than this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the people he was up against for the Oscar, I was like, amazing performances. And then it was like, oh yeah, and Sylvester Stallone, who like the whole movie you have to really prick your ear and like lip read to figure out what he's saying. You're like, all right, I'm paying all the attention I can to try to see what you're saying. And it's not like he says big words or has a ton of lines. You're just like, okay, what's he going to say? All right, okay, hold on, here we go. Anyway, I just thought it was crazy that he got nominated.
Can you do a good Stallone impression?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Sylvester Stallone.
I can understand you. It's not good enough.
What? Is it right? He's got a curved hat.
An update. Dolph Lundgren is due to reprise his role as Gunnar Jensen in The Expendables 4.
How come none of them have been expended yet?
Because they're too good.
After four movies, there need to be more casualties.
He also has, by the way, just want to shout out. I keep calling him Dr. Dolph Lundgren because I'm pretty sure he has an honorary doctorate.
Mm-hmm.
Usually that's given to like someone who's like, you know, it's like, you know, you're an actor, you do pretty good. The guy has a Master of Science from the University of Sydney.
Yeah.
Like, he's actually fairly highly educated. Definitely smarter than me.
Wow.
Also, now that I see his birthday, he is probably 20 years younger than Sylvester Stallone. But I'll get back to you in a couple minutes here.
I mean, even a young Sylvester Stallone didn't look like great.
He had some hard times at some point in his life.
Yeah.
He had a rough go of it. Adrian got him or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, here's the point I was going to make.
10 years difference.
This is the point I've been trying to make for 20 minutes.
Make it already, for goodness sakes. You act like someone's trying to stop you from talking.
This is minute like 20 of the movie. And Michael B. Jordan's character, Creed, Tessa Thompson's character, Bianca. Bianca's like, maybe we should move to LA. That's where he's from. And he's like, you're a Philly girl. She's like, nah, but let's go to LA. And this is her reason.
I was hoping you would say something.
Her reason is that you get more space out there.
Moving from Philadelphia to Los Angeles.
I had to look it up. I looked at the average price of a home in Philly versus LA. Guess how much more expensive it is to live in LA than Philly?
I'm guessing 45 times.
Really close. It's 5 times more expensive to buy a home in Philly than LA. It's like, what are you talking about more space? How is there more space there?
Wait, I think you said it's more expensive in Philly than LA.
No.
You meant the other way around. Oh,
my apologies. It's 5 times more expensive to live in Los Angeles than it is to live in Philadelphia. The average home in Philadelphia is $100,000. Los Angeles, $650,000.
Yeah, they're expensive.
It's the average home.
They're
living in this giant penthouse with a view of the whole city. I don't even know what building that is they're living in.
I mean, the thing that blows my mind is it's like Floyd Mayweather carries around $1 million in cash with him in a duffel bag.
Wow.
To which most people respond, what if he gets robbed? And to which I respond, who the freak is going to rob Floyd Mayweather? Not only are you robbing him, You're robbing probably the six dudes with guns he probably has with him all the time.
Yeah.
You're not going to rob Floyd Mayweather.
No way.
Floyd Mayweather. I think I've gotten his name right once. So he has $1 million with him at all times. Mm-hmm. And when people ask him, why do you have it? And he's like, oh, I just like having it with me. This is the thing. You got to understand this, Cody.
Yeah.
What? It'd be me coming to you and being like, why do you carry around $20 in your wallet? Aren't you afraid you're going to get robbed?
Yeah.
That's literally what it's like to him.
The proportion to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Apollo Creed is at a similar level to him. He's a heavyweight champion of the world, mm-hmm. getting paid millions of dollars for each of these fights.
Yeah.
They live in a really crappy apartment in Philly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The thing is, that's the same apartment in Creed 1 before he made it or she made it doing anything.
Yeah, know? She's also a successful touring musician.
Yeah.
That makes strange indie music. So you know she's a billionaire.
She's got to be. I don't know. Yeah.
But the only city that you can live in the world that you can be like, oh, LA's so cheap, is San Francisco.
Oh, yeah.
It's the only place.
Yeah. I mean, unless you're living in like the heart of Manhattan or San Francisco.
I don't even know if the heart of Manhattan is that much
Manhattan?
More expensive.
Manhattan real estate is crazy.
But no one owned, that's already all owned. Mm-hmm. By people you rent there.
Yeah,
I'm sure. I mean, you can. You're saying I know.
They bought their apartment in LA.
I've looked at those penthouses.
Here's the other thing.
So expensive.
Let's backpedal a little bit.
Are we gonna go buy a house together,
Michael? In Philly, more space. So, Michael B. Jordan,
right,
is sitting at Bianca's concert, and this boxing promoter, who's trying to get this fight between him and Drago going, walks up to him and is like, hey man, what's up? Let's talk about boxing. How many concerts have you been to that in the middle you could walk up to someone and just like have a quiet conversation with them?
I can honestly tell you, I've never been to a concert that would have sounded like that though. That would have been like that music.
I mean,
because I'm pretty sure at one point she goes, and that's a significant portion of the song that she's singing.
That's a fair point.
So I don't know how.
The volume alone. I mean,
they're in the upper floor, which in movies is magically so much quieter.
And there's no one there. It's him. It's two people on this giant balcony. You're like, wouldn't there be like some other VIPs?
He bought the whole thing out. He bought the whole thing.
Yeah, why not?
I think it's supposed to be like she's big, but she's not that big. I think that's what it's supposed to show. Because it was like a full place. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't like a huge place.
Yeah, I think that's like her local spot that she has like a standing, you know, every like 2 weeks she has a concert there or whatever. But
yeah, but yeah, no, that was unbelievable. But to be fair, in a lot of movies they do that where it's like, oh, we're in the top VIP section so we can talk. It's like, nah.
Not really though. Yeah. I mean, that's just the thing. Okay, here's the other thing that kind of bugged me about this.
Tell me this thing.
Okay, Creed and Drago going for their weigh-in. And no matter what, every time Creed goes for like a pre-press conference, whatever, he gets in a fight with whoever he's weighing in with. And it drives me crazy.
Just
point, it happened in the first movie. It happened in the second movie. It's like it happens three times in total. And you're like, okay, at some point you know how this works, right? You just wait till you get in the ring to fight the guy.
Yeah, it's very unprofessional.
It's lame.
I
feel like there are some times where they want Creed to be this like gentle giant. Then other times they're like, oh yeah, he's from a really tough background. He was like an orphan basically for 10 years and was always fighting and blah, blah, blah. And you're like, oh, if he's like that, it makes sense. He's a hothead. But also, why is he so docile the other time? Anyway, I don't know. There's this, it's not quite consistent.
Well, he brought up how his dead dad died.
Yep.
Can't do that, man.
No, you can't. But also, if you have 4 inches and like 30 pounds on someone, I feel like maybe you can.
I feel like they would not be in the same weight class.
That's the other thing about these Rocky movies is like, or the Creed movies. And the last one, the guy had to fight like, oh, he's got like the height and reach advantage. And this one is like, he got height and weight advantage. And I'm like, yeah, but they wouldn't be fighting together unless Drago was a lot slimmer.
Well, I mean, they're in the heavyweight class.
Yeah, but, well, I mean, at least in like UFC, there's like heavyweight and there's like Is it ultra heavyweight? What's the big? There's a bigger
one. That's what I'm looking for here.
There's a bigger one.
It's he would like definitely be bigger.
Featherweight, welterweight, heavyweight.
Okay. I do more research. Continue with welter? Your stuff.
It's not welterweight.
Welter. Is it? Yeah, welter is one of the weights.
But in what's the heaviest? It's not. Anyway.
Heavyweight's the one that everyone knows. That's all I know.
Because that's like what a lot of people fall into. And that's like, those are, the thing is like, the bigger you get, you're less quick. So like UFC, the biggest weight class isn't as much fun to watch because it's these really big guys like they're trying so to land slow. One punch on each other,
yeah,
or just like lying on top of each other on the ground. Whereas like the featherweight guys are so scrappy that they will fight for like 30 minutes and like not stop. Whereas the heavyweight guys are pretty quick and pretty strong, so it makes for a good match.
Did you ever watch that show? I think it was on MTV. It was the Bully Beatdown where they'd have UFC guys beat the crap out of bullies.
No.
Oh, it was so amazing because you'd have these guys. They people would submit.
Was it
videos.
In a ring or they just send? Oh them no, to like a high school. No, they like ambush that kid right.
They'd
now.
Get paid to fight in an octagon. So it'd be. So here's how it'd be. There's like, oh, you got this many thousands of dollars for every round you survive with this dude.
For every but, second you survive. It's like,
at no point, there was almost no one who could, no one beat the UFC fighters, obviously.
Right.
People just went the full time with yeah. them. So it was like, if you go the whole time, you get like $20,000. And nice. It's like this much for the round one, this much for round two, this much for round three.
They pay for your medical bills?
I mean, they have a doctor there that'll set your bone, you know?
Yeah.
And they staggered it. So the first one was just boxing, I think. And then it eventually got to where they were full kickboxing. But then they had other limits. Like the UFC fighters, were disqualified and they would automatically win if they kicked. Mm-hmm. Because a UFC fighter's kick can shatter someone's bones, you know? Yeah. Like they're nothing. So it was really funny. But the host of it was a UFC fighter and he was a featherweight.
Mm-hmm.
And all of them were always like, I'll fight you. You know, you're scrawny little bee and all this stuff. And so one of the shows, he's doing this thing and it's a huge dude. And he's all like, oh, I'm so cool. And then he's like, who am I fighting? Who are you bringing out to fight me? And then he takes his shirt off. The host does. This guy tapped out in 5 seconds. This is what he did. He got down. He got all low. And he went, whoa, and then he got around him. And he punched him in the stomach. Got him up. Threw him over. He crawled around on him for a second. And then threw him over. Pinned him down. Got him in an arm bar. And like, so when you do that, you go and it pops once. And then the second pop is it breaking, right? Mm-hmm. Basically pulled it so it popped once. And he was like going, and the guy's like, ah, he started slamming on his thing. Like he was just going to snap this guy's arm without even stopping.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic program. I loved it so much. One Russian guy actually survived the whole time and almost actually beat the UFC guy.
Wow.
Just because he was so strong and so huge. But he ended up giving half of his money to the guy, which I think is because they did the thing that me and my friends would always talk about, being like, I'll bully you, dude. We'll submit a video, and then we'll split the money.
There you go.
Because if you lost, your guy you bullied got the money.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was going to say, and that guy, Florian Moutinho. Isn't that funny?
He was definitely about that size. He's a big boy. Back to my things and your points. Also, the heavyweight champion is now referred to as the undisputed champion, by the way.
But yeah, that's what they always say that though.
That it's been a recent thing.
Undisputed.
Because they're the biggest one. But I'm trying to find the weights. So continue with your thing.
Oh, my thing. Your thing. I love the shot when they. Yeah, so Michael B. Jordan has a real tough time when he loses to Drago. And that's when it gets real boring for me. But there was some cool shots. Like they show him in the pool and they show Bianca and his stepmom, I guess you would say, talking about him. And then you hear their audio, and as he goes underwater, it gets all muffled, and he goes above water, then you hear them. There were some really cool choices with the audio. There was some good camera work in this one. I did appreciate those touches. Maybe my big problem with this was just, like, the pacing and just a few little things that kind of we've already talked about, like scary Russian woman and wanting to move to LA because it's more space and that kind of stuff. Otherwise, I mean, it was pretty good.
LA is so much more expensive, though.
Uh-huh.
It's so much more expensive.
Everything about it's more expensive. And there's less cheese steaks.
It's true.
And then one other thing that I thought was funny. So I think her name is Mary, right? The mom lady? Yeah, Mary. She writes a letter or like calls Rocky and is like, hey, you should come talk to Creed. So Rocky is at Mary's house. Creed shows up and is like, Rocky, what you doing here? And they like end up making amends, whatever. And then all of a sudden his baby's being delivered. Mm-hmm. So they go to the hospital and then Mary's like, what are you doing, Creed? And like, what do you mean, what are you doing? You set up a meeting for Rocky to talk to Creed. You should have known that that was what is happening, right? Why are you asking?
It took him forever to get there. And then they stopped and he was like giving him advice.
How to get in the house?
And the mom's like, what are you doing?
How to get in the house then? If she didn't stage that whole thing.
You're telling me you don't lock the doors on that house?
Drove across the country. He took a train across. I mean, Philadelphia to L.A. The entire country. 3-day mm-hmm. train ride. And then he just went to Creed's house and just popped in the trophy room and was like, whenever Michael shows up, then I'll talk to him.
I think
she knew.
I think she had called him over. She thought he was going to visit to see his mom. But then they were also walking all slow. They stopped a couple times. Mm-hmm. And she's sitting there watching them do that. Probably thinking, what are you? The baby's coming out right now.
Yeah.
You should have done this, the advice thing in the car on the way here, not outside the delivery room, standing, not moving.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to your baby's delivery, don't stand there and chit-chat with someone.
All right.
Because it could take 2 days. It could take literally 5 seconds. Another fun story here, Cody.
All right.
My brother, my oldest brother, he's taking his wife to the hospital. She's having their youngest little baby girl. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like their severalth kid. You know, yeah. They had several children before this. This is their severalth.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the elevator going up to the place. She's been admitted. They're walking in. They're going up to the thing. And she goes, she's freaking out. And it's happening.
In the elevator.
So, my brother, in the most BA thing I think he's ever done in his life and will ever do. You know, ex, like, he's military.
Mm-hmm.
SF stuff, all that, right?
Yeah.
Catches his wife in one arm and scoops up the baby that's falling out of her with his other arm. And the doors open with a bunch of nurses standing there at the nurses' station to reveal a husband clutching his wife and his baby that has just been born in an elevator.
Oh, my goodness.
And looking at them all shocked and being like, help! And that's how his child was born.
Little Clarabelle.
No, that's my other niece. This one was. No way. Actually, her name is.
Name Clarabelle? I'm killing
her. Her name is Bella. The other one's is Clara.
I'm good. You're good. On it. You're ask on me it. To guess more stuff.
What's above heavyweight?
Welterweight.
Nothing.
Dang it. No.
Not that I can find. I don't think there's anything.
Maybe that's just for UFC, not for boxing.
Probably, because UFC would make a lot more difference than boxing.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing anything, because that's the reason why they say the boxing is the... It says it's called heavyweight in professional boxing and super heavyweight in amateur boxing.
That might be there you go. Yeah.
So, but heavyweight, that's why they were like the... That's why they say they're the undisputed champ, because this person should be able to beat up any of the other people. Like you said, the one punch.
Yeah. I want to ask you a question.
Ask me a question, so a part, Cody.
Michael B. Jordan got his baby.
He does the baby got the baby.
Will not settle down. Tessa Thompson went out for the night, and he agreed to watch the baby, and baby will not stop crying. And he's real frustrated with himself because he lost and because everything's going on. He takes the baby
to the gym.
What was the first thought that came in your mind when he took the baby to the gym?
My thought was he probably, because his dad was killed in the ring when he was a wee lad.
Yeah.
Or before he was born.
Mm-hmm.
Which one? I don't know.
I think it's before he was born.
Okay. Was it before he was born?
I think so. Could be wrong.
I don't know. I mean,
he never knew Apollo Creed.
Yeah, well, you can be, like, if I met someone when I was 6 months old, I never knew them.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
So, here's what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what went through my head. First thing went through my head, Cody's going to be insufferable about this. Second thing that went through my head was trying to think of what would drive me to do that.
Uh-huh.
So, have you... You're the youngest of your siblings, right?
Yeah.
But you're not as far apart enough that you've ever been in charge of taking care of one of your nieces or nephews by yourself.
I don't have one niece nor nephew.
Okay. So there comes a point where you're grasping at straws and you don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. So what went through his mind is, I know what calms me down. So let's go do that and let's see if that works.
Mm.
You get the drive-in, which usually calms the baby down, driving around.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll help him calm down. Because he's probably, you're freaking out at that point.
Yeah.
When you've got a baby that's been screaming at you for a couple hours nonstop,
mm-hmm.
you're freaking out. Like, stuff's starting to get broken in your house. So you'll do anything.
Yeah.
So that's what I think. And I think I thought it was something, I was like, oh, that's a really... Like, this is a really real scene in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then you went...
mm-hmm.
Keep going. I noticed the more appalled by a scene you are, the deeper the chin goes into your chest.
Yeah. No, I don't think it was an unreasonable thing to do. Just my first thought was like, oh, he's going to fight that baby. Like, they're just going to have it out. Fight
the baby.
Like, get a little headgear on the baby, and he's got little baby gloves.
I did think he was going to have the baby and have the baby like punch the bag,
yeah.
But it didn't do that. I also liked how, like, right before the scene ended, the baby started to cry, and then they cut the scene.
Yeah.
Like, the baby was like, cut. And I was like, oh, man, they really had to be like, they were probably like, oh, if we have 2 more minutes of that plan, but that baby is just not going to stay calm.
That's the thing, too. Shooting with the baby is so hard. You can shoot with the baby for like,
I know, they're real
deep. 20 or 30 minutes or whatever. And that's like, you know, so you really have to get those scenes. But
the other thing about the crying baby
mm-hmm.
was there were definitely parts when it was supposed to be crying and it would abruptly stop crying. And they had to cut. I noticed a similar, like, quick cut.
Yeah.
Cut to a different scene when it starts crying again.
That's why you take a book out of Twilight and you CG your baby.
Oh.
You CG that baby.
I wanted to point out, it was a real baby. I appreciate it. Wasn't a doll.
It was a very authentic, real baby.
It could have been CG'd.
If they CG'd, that's like some next level CG.
Do you think they CG'd the need for the hearing aids? You know what I mean? So, like, the lack of hearing had to be CG'd in later? Had to be done in post because the baby could, in fact, hear?
Mm, yeah. I think you're right. I think that's a good hunch.
Whose baby was it?
I don't know.
That's what I always wonder. Because you always think, like, oh, they're holding the baby. It's never their baby. And I always wonder,
and I always think,
what,
like,
kind of parent does that?
Is the mom just standing up, just counting the money? She's been like, oh, yeah.
I'm not saying I don't want babies in movies. We've all seen Twilight. We all seen the consequences of that.
Yeah.
But I always wonder, like, who has a baby and thinks, you're going to be a star, Jeffrey?
Yeah.
And they start, as a, like, child actors, I can kind of understand, because it's like, maybe even a tiny kid can want to do that.
Yeah.
I think a lot of parents.
They enjoy performing. They enjoy.
Yeah.
Reading lines, all that.
But what, like, it's gotta just be people in LA. Like, if you went up to someone really anywhere else in the world and that you were like, hey, you want your baby to be in a movie? They'd be like, no.
I'm just gonna say
it. Are you gonna touch my baby?
I'm just gonna say it. It's those Californians. they need to be stopped.
Would you let your baby be in a movie?
Oh, yeah. I'd let my baby be in two movies.
Two movies?
Mm-hmm. My question is, what do they do with the money? So if you get $5,000 for letting your baby be in a movie.
Oh, they got more than $5,000.
Do you give that money to the baby? Do you tuck it away in a little nest egg for your baby? Or do you just spend that?
I think here's what I
mean, I know what I would do.
I think most parents, I'll say this. Because from the I've actually done research about this in the past when I've heard like listen to podcasts or watch shows where people are outraged about this child actor stuff. Mm-hmm. I honestly think most parents put it into a college fund.
Yeah.
But the ones that everybody knows about and the ones you hear about are the ones that blow it on themselves.
Yeah.
But I do feel like most of them are like, okay, you know, little Timmy's been in a couple movies as a baby. Like, that's why I almost wonder why a lot of people do it in places like California.
Mm-hmm.
Because they view it as like, well, the baby, if it's a good baby, mm-hmm. that will cry and not cry on command. Which is a rare thing, but yeah. It does exist. You can easily make enough before the baby's a toddler to pay for that kid's college.
Sure.
And then it's just done, and you don't have to worry about that anymore.
Yeah.
So I can see why some people do it, but I just wonder, like, what makes that an option in your mind?
Yeah.
Like, how do you go about even doing that?
I don't know. I do not know.
I want to find
out. Are there agents for babies? Are there baby agents? Cody, that's what I want to know.
Let's have a baby.
Okay.
So that it can be a baby actor and then someone else can have the baby. I just want a baby star. I don't want a toddler star. I don't want a child star. I want a baby star. How come you never hear about famous babies?
Oh, I don't know the name of that baby actor.
Is she credited?
The little kid's credited.
I don't know. Do you got more notes while I inspect the credits?
I thought for sure that Ivan Drago was going to die from dehydration. I did not see him take a single drink of water. He refused water the whole movie.
No, he drank.
He might have.
Well, he would drink and then shove him away.
But more often than not, I just saw him pushing the water away. And I'm like, Ivan, you got to hydrate, man.
Well, he does. He takes
230 pounds of muscle.
Most of the time, I think he takes a drink and then he pushes the bottle away. Like, he shoos it away.
You're saying, I saw him refuse that bottle all the time. And I was like, Ivan, please.
No, I only actually saw him fully refuse it in, like, the first round of that first fight. Or the second fight, I mean.
I was concerned about my boy, Ivan, all right?
Yeah. What'd you think of Michael Buffer?
Who?
The guy that does the rumble.
Let's get ready to rumble. I mean, it's a...
Okay.
It's a thing.
It's too much. I went too long.
It's fine. I'm great. He's got a good voice.
That. He's so known for it.
The only word... I mean, I don't mind that, but his brother is the one that does the one for UFC, and his is so much worse.
Whose is worse?
The UFC one.
Oh.
He always introduces them and he says person's name. He's like, fighting! And he says fighting in like the grittiest, like, worst way. And then what's his catchphrase?
I don't know. I forget. I just know the Rumble guy.
He's got his own version of that and he's his brother. And he does it for UFC.
I always think it's weird how, like, boxing and wrestling. Like, it seems like, so if you see someone who's, like, a famous wrestler, a famous boxer, there's a decent chance that, like, 90% of their family are also boxers or wrestlers.
Yeah, it's a like, huge family thing.
Like, The Rock, most of his extended family are wrestlers.
Yeah.
And were well-known wrestlers. Like, it's crazy because I think he didn't know a lot of his family growing up. That were wrestlers or something like that because they were like an estranged part of his family. But they were all well-known wrestlers in their day. And he, arguably the most well-known wrestler now, His. Well, he broke the mold. Well, he didn't really break the mold. It was already kind of broken. There were already actors. They'd already kind of broke it because the
wrestlers are. He's by far the most successful one, though.
Yeah. But he, like, I feel like he paved the way for people to come out of there and be like, look, I can come out of wrestling and be a good actor.
Mm, yeah.
Like, I can be good at it. Like, Dave Bautista, everyone's like, yeah, he's not going to be good at it. And he's actually a pretty good actor. There's a few others I can't remember, but they're all so big.
I was going to say something. No, I forgot.
Do you follow The Rock's Instagram?
Account? Oh, you were talking about The Rock and how he comes from a wrestling family. You missed a trailer for he's producing a movie, and it's based on a true story about a family that's super into wrestling. And Nick Frost plays the dad, and there's two kids, and they audition for WWE or whatever. And one of them, like, makes it to, like, the first round of tryouts for it and, like, gets a chance to be in wrestling. But The Rock's in it, and he has, like, a side role in it, and he produces the movie.
Nice.
Yeah.
He's the next president of the United States.
Mr. President.
Cody?
Yeah. Oh.
Would you vote for a Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Tom Hanks presidential bill?
No.
It's Tom Hanks, isn't it? You wouldn't do that?
Yeah.
What about?
I'm listening.
Let me pose you this question.
Yeah.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Wilson.
Oh, well, I can't not.
Exactly, right?
How could you refuse that?
You can't.
It would be un-American.
Exactly. He's been at sea all these years, learning about the world, really understanding other cultures, mm-hmm. so that he can come back to the United States and really give us a global view of the world.
I think that's important in this day and age. The world is shrinking. The world's flat.
But, breaking news. Breaking news.
What?
Tom Hanks and Spalding. Richard Spalding, the dentist, they have announced their presidential bill.
Really? Which party?
I wasn't prepared for you to ask me that question. I wanted to try to say something weird and I couldn't think of anything. I don't know.
The new communist fancy boys of America?
Oh.
Oh, what?
I was going to say the FedEx party. They got to express...
They're fed up?
No, well, no, it's that they got to express the federal government, make it streamlined, make it more efficient by expressing it.
Yes.
And Federal Express, yeah. Making the government federally expressed.
And more expressive.
Exactly. I'd like to take this opportunity to announce mine and Cody's presidential platform.
Mm-hmm.
Cody, obviously, just a secretary. I will be the president and king of the United States forever.
Yeah.
First order of business, we got to get rid of this term stuff. King forever. Second order of business, everyone has to listen to at least one episode of Pen and Havers. Third order of business, Taco Tuesday. National, what more do you need?
National holiday? Taco Tuesday?
No, just Taco Tuesday.
Okay.
Don't try to overcomplicate the presidential platform. You're getting off topic here, Cody. I don't like to do that. Let's focus on the movie we watched, Overlord. What do you think, Cody?
I am terrified at the thought of seeing that movie now.
Yeah, we are going to watch that. I watched Robin Hood and Overlord at the same, one right after the other. Very different that movies.
That's a harrowing double feature, sir.
Yeah. But you know what wasn't harrowing? Creed. It was really good. I really liked it.
Best part of this movie is the end. And this is, big spoilers for this.
Oh, big spoilers. Wait, how do we even get here? How do we even get here? We took a 3-day train ride here.
What your postcard said is worried by you over scenery.
Because it took us so long to get to these spoilers.
It really did. Okay.
You got to see all the scenery of Tyler's mind when he's been working 60 hours a week.
It was such a good fight. It was back and forth.
Ooh, it was back and forth.
Went really back and forth. Creed came back strong, made a statement, and in the end, I loved this, that in the end, Ivan is sitting there just taking, or no, Victor is just sitting there taking a beating. And it's towards the last minutes of the fight, and his dad finally throws him the towel, which was such a big point. They talked about how Rocky never threw in the towel with Apollo Creed, and that's one of the reasons, you know, and that's the fight he died in. Yeah. And finally you look and you see that Ivan's given up hope, you know, their mom is left, his, you know, ex-wife is left, and he sees his son taking this beating for this cause that maybe he pushed him too far, and he throws in the towel. And I thought it was such a cool way to end this movie.
Yeah.
And I really felt sympathy for Victor and Ivan.
Oh yeah. They're the real heroes of the movie. Mm-hmm. I liked how their final scene together just really wrapped them up just perfectly, I think. Mm-hmm. Where instead of him chasing him with the car to like him making him run, mm-hmm. they were running together.
Yeah.
They were training together. Bonding. It's two presidential candidates. I'm announcing it right here. Dr. Dolph Lundgren and Big Nasty presidential campaign. It's risky. A Swedish man and a Romanian man running for the president of the United States, but don't tell anybody.
It's what America wants.
Exactly. Look, if no one asks to see the birth certificate, then, you know, they could get by.
Yeah.
We just gotta
misplace those things all the time.
Exactly. If someone you know asks to see it, you have to fight them to the death. Because
there's no way.
They'll either be silenced by your patriotism, or they'll be so beaten down by this fight to the death where they had to kill their close personal friend that they just won't care anymore. And that'll solve the problem.
I mean, it's foolproof.
It's foolproof. And we'll have one of the Expendables and a man with very large traps as president and vice president.
I mean, we're talking about some of the best traps in American cinema.
Also, I wanted to clarify when I said that you'd be the secretary, that it's just like a secretary that sits at a desk outside my office, not the secretary of anything.
Not Secretary of State.
No, just secretary.
Secretary.
Just like the person who answers phone
secretary
calls.
Secretary Allen.
No, you don't even get to put secretary on your name.
Secretary.
No, no. You're just Cody. That's Cody over there.
Cody.
You'll probably get fired in a couple weeks.
Sounds. Just has a nice Cody. Ring to it.
Just Cody. That's their new podcast, Just Cody. Where you just listen to all. We'll just put on just Robin Hood and we'll
you just
record.
Listen to me react to movies.
We'll have to put on. We'll do Transformers, all of the Transformers first. And then every remake of Robin Hood ever. All of the Pokemon movies.
Oh.
Ooh, they get real bad though, Cody. There's some good ones. There's some bad ones. If you want another terrible movie for Cody to make noises at, tweet at him at Opinion Havers, and he'll watch it and he'll make his. This is one of my favorites. Right? Silence, please.
It's involuntary. I have a condition where I express my feelings, thoughts, and emotions through sighs and chortles.
There was one movie where you did a lot of, and I thought you'd fallen asleep and were making like those falling, like when you're falling asleep and you go like, it kind of wakes you up for a second. That's what I thought you were doing. No, you were just done with that movie. But overall, to keep us focused, laser focused like we are every episode, Creed 2.
Yes.
I liked it. I would give it 7 out of 8 boxing gloves.
I would give it 6 out of 8 boxing gloves.
6 out of 8. That's better than the 7 because it's full pairs.
With a flawless ending, though. I mean, fantastic ending. I couldn't ask for a better way to end this movie. And I think if you like the Rocky movies, if you saw Creed 1, if you're interested in them, I say you go see it.
I mean, I know a better way to end the movie.
What?
In the end, they're so beaten down they can't continue. They fall down at the same time. What's happening? Russian rules. Now the coaches have to fight each other. Dolph Lundgren, Sylvester Stallone, in the ring together again. One punch, they're both dead. They're very old. 11 years difference. It looks like 30 years difference.
Oh, yeah.
Dolph Lundgren would break him.
He really would.
There was no random robot, though. I was disappointed in that. Because in Rocky IV, during the training montages, there's a robot. No one knows the purpose of the robot. No one knows why it's in the movie.
The Soviet robot.
It's just a Soviet high-tech robot that's somehow training Dolph. And, no robot this time. They went to what I believe there was the Croatian flag in the gym with a bunch of other flags that I was like, well, those are all the ones where you're just like, eh. You're like, you're going through, you're naming all the countries on the map, and then you get to that area and you just kind of go, yeah, you know, that one.
Yeah, I know that one.
You know that area? There was Croatia. There was Romania. Uh-huh. I think it was all of the
Eastern Bloc.
Is it East? There's Baltic.
Yep.
Baltic states.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're not allowed in Russia anymore because he lost.
Yeah.
Speaking of Russia, are we going to ever watch that Icarus documentary for a podcast?
Oh, if you want to.
Because they had a scene in there where the guy's like on the phone with him. And it's definitely not staged in any way. Because how could it be? Mm-hmm. It's happening in the moment. And he says to him, you have to get me out of Russia. Putin's going to kill me. And I was like, this, so dramatic.
Oh, yeah.
They're filming both sides of the conversation.
That. He said, you have to get me out of Russia. Putin is going to kill me. Like his cholesterol was going through the roof, just day in, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, just chowing down on gravy fries. It'll kill you.
It'll get you.
It's serious.
That's how Putin killed most of his people. Most of the people he's killed.
It's like you see Matilda.
That's how he got his name.
When Trunchbull makes that kid eat
the cake?
Chocolate cake. It's like that, but it's Putin just sitting there with a tray of poutine. He's like, eat.
I want to throw this out to the audience here.
Yeah.
The other day we were talking about movies that traumatized you as a child. Because you said the Nutcracker.
Oh, dear sweet.
The modern day equivalent of that. It will be one of those movies that people are like, I remember it being pretty good. And then some kid will watch it and they'll have like Vietnam flashbacks.
I'm a grown man and I barely made it through that scene.
He's referring to the Russian nesting doll soldiers.
Russian nesting doll clowns. And they are horrifying. All the terror of a clown, but you don't know how many there are because they just keep popping out. And they're rolling about. And they're laughing at you. And they're clown. It's bad, man. It's bad news.
So I would like to do a series where we go through and we watch those. Now you said Chucky, which I said no, that doesn't count. It's got to be one that's like a lot of kids got.
I gave you a good one.
Here's the thing: the perfect traumatizing movies.
Uh huh.
That would be best, right, for this, and the ones that I'd like to talk about the most. Because it's interesting, are the ones where you're like, this traumatized me. And someone else the exact same age who saw it when you were the exact same age is like, that was fine. That's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's someone who is traumatized by Aladdin for some reason. Like, something triggered them.
Mm-hmm.
I love Aladdin. It is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah.
I've seen it 1,000 times. Or Dumbo. That's a good...
Dumbo's a good one.
I found a text.
Or Pinocchio.
Pinocchio. That's a good one that... I liked that movie, but I know people that they're terrified of that movie.
Oh, yeah. I got real weirded out during the movie. I was like, whoa, what is happening here?
But I've seen it so many times because I liked it when I was a kid. So that's what I want to do. So if you have your weird movie that traumatized you that other people view as this, you know, unparalleled classic, tweet it, Cody.
Add opinion havers.
Let him know about it.
Yeah. We want to hear about it.
You know, I'm just going to, you know, we're just going to, I'm just going to point out to you, Cody.
Mm-hmm.
Almost an hour and a half at this point. Do you think we should be wrapping this up, or should we just go for another hour?
I mean, I've got nothing to do.
All right.
Where can they find us, Tyler?
I mean, it'll probably take me about an hour to explain to you. I'll read the RSS feed to you.
Stop it.
You can find us on all the podcast services, except for the ones that we're not on. But all the ones we are on, you can find us. You can find us on the big ones like iTunes and Google and podcasts.com. It's not a big one, but it's the first one we were on.
And it's the one that has the full catalog.
The Stitcher?
Oh, yeah.
We're on that Stitcher.
Yep.
We're on a bunch of other ones. I downloaded 15. Wait. 15 different apps. And we were on most of them. Except for, what was the one? The Podbean, because you got to pay to be on Podbean.
But hey, if you start paying us money, we'll put ourselves on.
Oh, yeah.
On,
if someone wants to send us $17.50 a month.
Oh, dear. There's no way.
I don't know how much it costs. I'm just saying that amount for the jokes. Anyway.
It's probably like 50 pesos. It's like Mexican startup we're trying to get on.
For just, we'll make a Kickstarter video.
It's that guy who was, that Mexican guy he was sparring with in the movie. Founder and CEO of Podbean.
Could you imagine that guy making one of those Kickstarter movies? Last year, we launched Fart Glove, and we raised $37. Wow. That's amazing. Little musical transition twist to it. And now, we're ready to start production. Introducing the Fart Glove 2. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
You can see it, can't you? Because they're all the same. Anyway, so they find us on the podcast services. There's a few up on YouTube. When there's one that I think is going to be fun to edit, I'll try to throw them up there so I get a little better at doing that.
Uh-huh.
So that I can get you guys some real high-quality stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Cody, we've said it a few times, but if they wanted to interact with us, to say that I'm mean, or that I talk slow, or that you're not loud enough on the mic.
Yeah, you can hit me up at opinionhavers. And good news, I fixed my settings on Twitter, so now I can get tweets from people that I'm not friends with on Twitter.
We had one fan.
We had someone that had tweeted me multiple times, and she's been like, how come you never respond to my tweets? Anyway.
You can't respond to every fan's tweets, okay? There's a lot of tweets.
That's true. That's true. But I want to, you know, I'll throw them a like. I'll, you know, gotta give them something.
Nah. Yeah.
Tweet me. I'll probably ignore you.
But where can they tweet you, Cody?
At Opinion Havers.
At Opinion Havers.
Twitter.
On the Twitter. And all the stuff. Cody has claimed in the past that we have an account on every social media, including one that I had never heard of and still haven't heard of, which means it failed and probably isn't a company anymore. So you can shoosh us on Scooter. Cody probably made an account.
Yeah, hit us up on Mastodon. I forgot the login.
There we go, Mastodon. That's what I was thinking of.
I think
they're
called Toots.
Who knows, because it's not a real thing anymore. Well, thanks for joining us for this exceptionally long podcast that is nowhere near our longest podcast. If you want to listen to our longest podcast, that's the Infinity War.
Avengers Infinity War.
Where I could have gone for another hour.
Ladies.
Mm-hmm. But thanks for being here with us.
We always end on a sex joke. So there's that.
Yeah.
Till next time.
Watch movies.
And have opinions. Oh, I slinked way down.
I got way down.
I'm so dead. Oh, I'm so sick. I was going to say when we started, I was going to, you know, when it's like, I'm Tyler, and I was going to say, I'm sick, but I forgot. I was too distracted because I said glistening, a beautiful glistening black man of punches, so I was just picturing that instead.
Yeah, you do. You picture that a lot. But, you know, that's why we got to sit. They'll never know we sat on the couch. Oh, stop. Stop the recording.